Good morning. I love waking up to your sleepy face. I'm still in disbelief that every day from now on, when I open my eyes, the first thing I see is you in my bed. This is bliss for me. I'm flattering you too much? Of course I'm not, pet. I can't even put it into words how happy you make me. You're everything to me. It's impossible for me to praise you too much. Yes, even when you're being bad. I love it when you're bad, too. You don't believe me? So naughty. You dare to defy me? You won't believe what I tell you? Even after I've repeated it so many times? You think I'd lie to you? Well, we'll have to do something about that. It's my responsibility as a pet owner to make sure my pet feels comfortable and loved. To make sure you feel valued and cared for in your own home, isn't it? I guess I'll have to shower you with love and affection until you believe me. Luckily, I have a day off of work today. It's my first real day off in a while. I know I haven't been able to spend as much time with you lately. You must have been lonely, right? I know, darling. Unfortunately, I have to work that much in order to support the two of us. The more money I make, the more comfortable I can make your life. The more gifts I can buy you, and the more things I can treat you to. You're my reason for living. You know that? You're right. I still need to make some time for us to spend together, or else you'll start feeling neglected. I can't neglect my precious pet, can I? We'll fix that. Today, all I'm going to do is lavish you with attention. I don't have any other responsibilities today. There's nothing that will take me away from you. It's just you and me. How should I pamper you today? Let's start with some petting. Would you like to get into my lap? I love feeling your weight on me. You're so warm and heavy. Your breathing is slow and steady. It makes me feel relaxed. I'm glad you finally feel this comfortable with me, my sweet darling pet. Let me stroke your hair. has gotten softer than before. Now that you're using the specialty shampoo and conditioner I bought for you. And your skin. Has it become even more buttery smooth? It was definitely worth splurging on that super expensive soap and moisturizer set. You like it when I rub behind your ears? You're pushing your head into my fingers. So cute. When I first kidnapped you, I never dreamed that you would come to accept me this much. I never thought you would ever come to love me. I thought a kidnapping would be the closest I would ever get to true love. You want me to stroke your nose? Okay, pet. So demanding. But I like it when you're needy like this. It makes me happy that you need me. Me and no one else, right? It's okay if I'm your entire universe. Just like you're mine. Look at your cute button nose. I love everything about your face, you know. You stole my heart at first sight. Let me squish your cheeks. You're so cute. I'm going to squeeze your face all over. I'm trying to think of what else we can do together. I know. I splurged yesterday and bought some fancy cake slices from a bakery near my office. I thought we could eat them together. I normally insist on both of us having healthy, nutritious meals. But today is a special day. Full of treats. So let's have cake for breakfast. It's okay once in a while, isn't it? You must be getting hungry. We slept in a little later than our usual breakfast time. Let's go brush our teeth, and then I'll get out the cake, okay? Here they are. Don't they look delicious? I made sure to get a slice with lots of strawberries, since I know how much you love them. And a slice of chocolate for me. But of course, we're going to share them anyways. The second part of this pampering is that I want to feed you breakfast. So don't do anything, okay? Come here. Sit on the couch with me. We're going to live the full fantasy of a lazy, decadent day off together. Open your mouth. You're so cute when you eat off my fork. Is it tasty? I'm so glad I picked the right one. Here you go. Another bite. And a bite of fruit. You're a bit of a messy eater. Is it because you're not used to me feeding you? You have a bit of cake on your face. Hold still. Right here. You're right. It is delicious. So sweet and fruity. And it tastes better right off your skin. You're blushing. Have I flustered you that much, pet? So cute. Your pink cheeks make me want to eat you all up. But I'll hold myself back for now. Wow, we finished the cake already. I guess things do pass by faster when they're delicious. Here, drink some water. What should we do next? It would be fun to go out for once. But I haven't fully prepared everything for our first excursion together yet. Of course I trust you. It'll come in due time, okay? There are a few things I need to arrange before we can take that next step together. I'm just being cautious. I want to live a long, lone time together with you, after all. Let's not linger on that for too long. We'll discuss it later, okay? Here. Lay down. I'll give you a massage. Your muscles must be tight and anxious for not being able to go out for so long. I'll massage all that tenseness out of you, okay? Starting from your neck. I'll rub you all the way down to your shoulders. I know you've been trying to keep flexible while I'm keeping you here. But no amount of stretching can beat a good massage. Right. Relax. Your shoulder blades are so tight. I'll look up some yoga routines for you later. Okay. Yes. Relax like that. You don't want to have back older, right? Don't squirm so much. Is that spot sensitive? Well, if it's sensitive, that means the muscle is tense, right? That means I just have to massage it more. You can bear it, right? Just hold on a little longer. There you go. Feels better, right? My wonderful pet. Am I that good at massage? You relax completely. You're all soft, like jelly. You almost look like you're going to fall asleep again. So cute. I'm glad I can make you feel better. You don't have to return the favor. Well, if you insist, will you give me a hug? I want to rest, all wrapped up in your arms, just for a little while. Of course, I'll be cuddling you too. So sweet. Let me kiss your ears a little bit. I never get tired of this. You're so warm and inviting. That's something I didn't know about you until I kidnapped you. I didn't know how warm you would be until I held you for the first time. I hadn't experienced that before. I didn't know another person would be this warm until you. You're glad I kidnapped you? That's a funny thing to say. If you said that in any other situation, everyone would be so concerned. But I know what you mean. I'm glad I kidnapped you too. Because of that, we get to be together like this. Actually, I have a secret reason for wanting to spoil as much as I can today. You might not know, because you've been separated from the outside world for so long. But today is our 6-month anniversary. It's been 6 months since I brought you here for the first time. And we've gotten closer than I could have ever imagined. I never thought I would be this happy. I actually have something to give you. Is that okay? Here you go. I thought really hard about what to get for you. It was so hard to decide. So I ended up getting this custom made for you. Go ahead and open it. It's a harness. Not a normal harness. It's electronic. It has a GPS locator and a heart rate monitor inside. And of course, the straps are custom fit to your size. With this, I thought we could try going outside together sometime. Not now. There are still a few things I have to put together first. I want our first date outside to be perfect. Plus, I have to make sure I plan it right, so there's no chance of running into anyone who knows you. They're still searching for you out there. Really? I think the police would have better things to do. But apparently not. I think we're far enough from the place you used to live to avoid being recognized, but it never hurts to be cautious. All it takes is one nosy jerk to ruin our wonderful life together. After all. I'm sorry. I won't talk about it anymore. I know thinking about that stresses you out. I thought about taking you outside with a leash and collar, but I thought that might stand out too much. So this is the solution that I came up with. You can wear it under your clothes, and no one will know. Plus, it's fashionable, so I'm sure it will look good on you. This way, no matter where you are, I can track you, and I can see your heartbeat. I'll always know where you are, and I'll always know that you're safe. Not that I'm planning on letting you out of my sight, that is. Do you like it? This is all I could think of, to show you how much I love you and trust you. I know you've missed going outside, even if you don't want to leave me. It's not healthy to keep your pet cooped up indoors all the time. And our relationship has gotten so strong. I know you won't try to run away from me anymore. Hey, say something. You're crying. Why are you crying? Did I make you sad? I'm sorry. You love it that much? Oh, thank goodness. I'm so relieved. For a moment, I thought you hated it. I thought you were going back to how you were before, hating me. Oh, don't cry. Yes, I trust you, darling. I know you'll never leave me. I know you belong to me. Here, look at me. Let me wipe those tears off your sweet face. Your eyes are all red now. Not that I dislike your cute crying face, but I'm happier crying happy tears right now instead of painful ones. I'm glad I can make you feel like this. You love me, right? I know you do. Say you love me. Good pet. I love you too, darling. You won't have have to wait much longer to go out, okay? I promise it'll be soon. We'll do this together.